الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Today's topic is going to be about the virtue of obedience. I talked a little bit before about the importance of obedience, the importance of obeying Allah, and that sort of thing. And so I want to just talk about the virtue of it, the blessing of a person who obeys Allah, and not obey people that's going to make them go in the wrong direction. Or what they say, you know it's wrong in your heart, yet you do it, yet you obey them. And so I'm going to just give a little story, a quick story, a hadith from the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about the virtues of obedience. And basically the summary of this particular hadith is that obedience is only required when it is for something good. Keep that in mind. Obedience is only required when it is for something good. So let's get into the hadith for a moment. It was narrated by Ali, and Ali narrated, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sent an army unit for some campaign, and appointed a man from the Ansar. This is a group of people in Medina. Ansar basically means servant or helper of Allah, that sort of thing. But this particular man was assigned from the Ansar to lead the campaign. As his commander, and ordered them, meaning the soldiers, to obey him. During the campaign, he became angry with them and said, "Didn't the Prophet, may peace be upon him, order you to obey me?" They said, "Yes." He said, "I order you to collect wood, make a fire, and then throw yourselves into it." So they collected wood and made a fire, but when they were about to throw themselves into it, they started looking at each other. And some of them said, "We followed the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to escape from the fire. How shall we enter it now?" So while they were in that state, the fire extinguished, went out, and their commander's anger also abated or went out. The event was mentioned to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. He said, "If you have entered it," meaning the fire, "they would never have come out of it. For obedience is required only for what is good." So let's get into this a little further explanation. And that is, let's go with the quick lesson. The quick lesson from this is, obey those who are authority over you when their orders are for something beneficial or good. Further explanation of this whole thing I just read. This hadith speaks to the importance of obedience, but only when it's for something good. It tells the story of an army unit sent by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and commanded by a man from the Ansar. The commander became angry with them and ordered them to collect wood and make a fire, then throw themselves into it. When they were about to do so, they realized that they had followed the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in order to escape from fire, not enter into it. At this point, their commander's anger abated, and the fire extinguished itself. When this event was mentioned to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, if they had entered into it, meaning the fire, they would have never have come out again, as obedience is only required in what is good. This hadith teaches us that we should always obey those who are in good authority, or are in authority over us, but only when their orders are for something good or beneficial. Otherwise, we should not obey them, even if there may be consequences for disobeying them. So I'm saying to my students that, yes, we obey those in authority. Islam emphasizing obeying those in authority. And also, I want to further go to say to my beautiful students, is that, but if those in authority command you or direct you to do something wrong, something not good, then you don't do it. And so this is, I want to remind us that, yes, people are going to tell you all the time to do wrong. Don't do it. Get away from them. These are people you should be a little leery about, because they may say something else that's not good, or say something else that is not good, or say something else that is not good. So maybe you should be very, very cautious with that individual and what they command you to do, particularly when they get angry. They may command you to do some wrong things when they're not angry, but when they get angry and sort of lose control, then they may command you to do something that is not good or beneficial. So my beautiful students, I want you all to keep in mind is that if people an authority command you to do something good, okay, you do it. But if it's something that's not going to be beneficial or that is good, going to harm people alike, then don't do it. But it's your choice either way, to do it or not to do it. It's fully your choice. So my beautiful students, I want to thank you for listening. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.